This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula from Purity Products. Ultimate HA7 features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin. It's powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissues. So call 800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9. And you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today's guest has written a book entitled Radical Metabolism. And this is an important subject because many of us, we're doing all the right things, but our metabolism is stuck. And especially after many forays into dieting, it seems to slow our metabolism to a crawl. The Biggest Loser, you know, that paradigm where individuals went on draconian weight loss programs, and now they don't have any metabolism whatsoever. They gain all their weight back, and they can't seem to lose it even on the most stringent diet program. Well, we're going to take a look at why that happens with one of my favorite guests. We've been on this journey for many, many years together. She's Ann Louise Gittleman. She's a New York Times bestselling author of The New Fat Flush Plan, and she's written many books. She holds an MS in nutrition from Columbia University, and she's also a CNS, as am I, a certified nutrition specialist from the American College of Nutrition. She's a PhD in holistic nutrition, and she's the best-selling author of more than 30 books. I don't know how she does it. She keeps churning them out. And I didn't know this about you, Ann Louise, you were chief nutritionist of the pediatric clinic at Bellevue Hospital. I also was trained at Bellevue Hospital during my, maybe we overlapped at that time, but I was too busy to even look over my shoulder, so I didn't notice you.
What a wonderful coincidence.
Yeah, I was in terrible sleep deprivation state, so I could have just walked right by you. She's also former director of nutrition at the Pritikin Longevity Center in Santa Monica, California. And we'll talk a little bit about her original book, Beyond Pritikin, and that gives you a little bit of a perspective on how she's evolved in her nutritional philosophy. So welcome back, Ann Louise. It's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. It's been a while.
And thank you for being my intelligent host.
Okay. Hopefully we can continue to demonstrate that. So Radical Metabolism is the title of the book. And so I would put this question to you. What goes wrong with our metabolisms? What are some of the major threats to metabolic efficiency? Because, and many people just anecdotally, they'll just say, I don't know what's wrong. It must be my metabolism because I seem to be doing everything right.
Well, I think it comes with time. I think it comes with age. I think it comes with a decreased thyroid. It has a connection with a gallbladder that is no longer functioning because it may be missing or taken out surgically. So I think there are many reasons that metabolism goes south. So if we take a deeper dive, as I do in the book, what I'm finding is that many individuals have hypothyroidism. And we have now learned that there's a connection, a holy alliance between the gallbladder or lack thereof and the thyroid. And individuals that have lack of bile production are slowing down their thyroid as well by something like 37% to 38%. So hypothyroidism and a lack of a gallbladder are intimately connected in ways that we never realized before. So that if you get your gallbladder out, just wait and see, your thyroid will go south.
That's really interesting because I've written a lot about gallbladder and, you know, natural treatments that work and don't work and diets and, you know, what causes it. But you play in your book, you put a lot of primacy on the functioning of the gallbladder. So can we circle back and talk a little bit about that?
Yes, well, I do that because the gallbladder is the storage tank for bile.
Yeah, we just think of it as something that you can remove from the body and, you know, then the surgeon can order up, some new, upholstery for their couch or sofa, in their TV room.
Well, we have to let everybody know that the gallbladder is not a throwaway organ. Like mm-hmm. the appendix, which stores good probiotics, the gallbladder is not a throwaway organ. It's the storage tank for bile. And when you miss out on timed bile release, you're not metabolizing fat, you're not metabolizing toxins, and you lose an important enzymal response mm-hmm. between the T4 and T3, so that the body does not secrete enough T4 that turns into active T3. Mm-hmm. And that connection has been very, very well researched in Hungary, in Finland, and even in Harvard, where they suggested that individuals with improved bile health had a remarkable 53% increase in metabolism.
That's really interesting. That's a unique fact that I wasn't aware of because, well, we tend to think of gallbladder having something to do with digestion. So the moral of the story is you really want to keep your gallbladder functioning well and avoid what the fate of so many Americans is, which is to have their gallbladder removed.
Well, we do because poor quality bile or the lack of timed bile when you're eating a fatty food has been connected to migraine headaches, to depression, to autoimmune disorders, problems with Hashimoto's, and it's amazing what starts to happen. So the organs were placed in your body for a very good biological reason. They're not throwaway organs, and if you're concerned about metabolism, by all means, try to keep your gallbladder, if at all, humanly possible.
Okay, now in reading your book, I noticed that you're not a big proponent of the gallbladder flush. I mean, this is something from naturopathic medicine. They've been doing it for ages. And it is said, although I'm skeptical about this, to be a way that you can rid your gallbladder of sludge and stones. And I looked at the evidence for that. I think the evidence is kind of scanty that if you drink a ton of lemon juice with olive oil and some kind of purgative and lie on your side for a few hours, and then you'll end up expelling the stones. They'll show up in your toilet.
Well, you know, something interestingly enough, anecdotally, I can tell you that it works for some people, but if you have very large stones, they can get stuck in the mm-hmm. gallbladder yep. duct and create a life-threatening problem.
So the sludge may come out, but it's not a good idea if you have visible stones on a sonogram or something like that.
No, but there are ways, Dr. Ron, that you can start to reduce the gallbladder stones or the larger stones and the congestion that's in the gallbladder, and that is through the use of some of the protocols that I talk about in the book, certain bitter fruits, bitter vegetables, mm-hmm. bitters in general, as well as something called orthophosphoric acid, mm-hmm. which is very specific for breaking down stones in the gallbladder and in the kidneys. It used to be used years and years ago by the old naturopaths, and it's now coming back into style.
Does it go by any brand name? Is it, because it sounds kind of generic, orthophosphoric
acid. Yeah, that's generic. And there are two companies that I know of. One of them is Biotics. The other is Standard Process, which has been around for about 75 years.
I know Standard Process makes something like that. Does it go by the name of orthophosphoric acid, or is there a brand
name? No, it's called Phosphood.
Phosphood. Okay. Boy, yeah.
Remember Phosphood?
Yeah, it takes me way back. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Takes me way back too, but I'm from way back, so what can I say?
Well, these are some, these naturopathic remedies sometimes, after undergoing some scientific validation, they turn out to be pretty reasonable. So, okay, we want to take care of our gallbladder. Maybe we don't want to do a flush. We've got big stones, but there's some ways. And you place a lot of emphasis on bitters. And again, that's in the naturopathic tradition. What are bitters and how do they fit into this program?
Well, bitters allow your body to start secreting bile naturally. They can also trigger the release of hydrochloric acid. So if you're eating bitters in the form mm-hmm. of gentian root or angelica root in terms of the herbal realm, or if you're taking foods like sauerkraut as well as apple cider vinegar and even watercress, then you're able to get enough bitters into the diet, which will help with fat digestion and fat emulsification.
You know, what's a little trick that I use personally when I'm traveling sometimes, and I'm rushing around and I'm nervous, so I have to catch a plane, and then the plane is delayed, I'm in the airport, there's nothing to eat, and I just get a knot in my stomach. I sometimes go to a bar and I say, just give me some soda with Angostura bitters. And it's like a miracle. It just resolves all that gastric distress. And I guess it creates secretion of digestive enzymes. It starts things flowing again.
Yeah, and that's what I talk about a little bit in the book. So it looks as if you've read the script well. This is wonderful. The Angostura
bitters. It's just that great minds think alike. That's all.
Well, we've had quite a few things on the same wavelength, so to speak, career-wise. The trajectory of our careers has gone in the same direction. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Angostura bitters are outstanding. A little bit Angostura bitters, if you want a little spirit with that, you might take a little vodka, maybe right. a little cran water with that, cranberry juice. But the Angostura bitters are very helpful for digestion, so you can actually drink on the Radical Metabolism program as long as you've got the Angostura bitters.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a drink that incorporates bitters. It's called a Manhattan, and it's got bourbon in it. It's got a little vermouth, and it also has a lot of bitters in it and a cherry on top, unfortunately, artificially colored. But
well, bring on the Manhattan. Then bring on the Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, sort of a pre-meal aperitif that starts the digestion flowing. But, you know, obviously alcohol is not desirable when we're talking about detox. Hey, have you noticed, Anne Louise, that lately detox has been getting kind of a bad rap? I mean, a lot of people talk about detox, but some of the, quote, medical authorities are pushing back against detox, and they're saying, oh, that's a lot of bunk. The body doesn't need to detox. You know, they're going to sell you a lot of stuff. And so what say you about that?
Well, the body has its innate ways of detoxing, but they've become overloaded, and that's really where the bile, where we go back to the old gallbladder, comes into play, because the bile is the detox method of the liver. Mm-hmm. All of the toxins, all of the hormones are thrown into the bile for excretion into the gut. Mm-hmm. So what I'd say is, you know, we're overloaded with too much of a bad thing. We're living in an increasingly toxic world. You got the glyphosates to deal with, the nanoaluminum, you've got the EMFs. All of that taxes the system. Mm-hmm. So detox is here to stay, and rather than just talk about it as being overdone and not scientifically valid, I think we have to detox on a daily basis. I don't think you just wait for spring anymore. You've got to detox with a little dandelion root tea or my citrus blaster, which we introduce in the book.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that, because there's some interesting drinks that you recommend, and we can go through some of them. You know, first of all, what's your citrus blaster? It sounds kind of intriguing, and what's it for?
It's for getting things moving, literally and figuratively, in the morning, because Dr. Ron, one of the most important bitters in the diet is coffee, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee's getting kind of a do-over in terms of its popularity, and also in terms of its medical and scientific bona fides. It seems to help the liver. It actually reduces the risk of fatty liver, even liver cancer. And so it does help with the detox.
It's very helpful for detox. And one of the aspects of coffee, which I was just enamored of, was the effect of chlorogenic acid on the system, which is the highest antioxidant in coffee. Mm-hmm. So if you get a non-moldy coffee that's organic from some higher altitude locales, you'll get a high chlorogenic acid coffees, which you can use in my citrus blaster, which will help with metabolism, and it'll also help to keep your lean muscle mass stable.
But there's citrus in it. It's coffee mixed
I know.
With citrus.
It's a strange thing. Now, here's where the citrus comes into play. So I took a little bit of coffee. I took a cup of coffee, a little bit of I throw in some herbs and spices. I think there's cardamom in this as well as ginger. Mm-hmm. You know, I never follow my own recipes. I just make them up as I go along.
Yeah,
the next one is we're putting a little protein in there, a little whey protein from A2 milk that I created, a fat flush protein powder, as well as the dried peels of citrus, of an orange, or even lemon, if you will, because it's the highest absorbable source of vitamin C. You take off the peel, it acts as a bitter for digestion, but you get the highest absorbable, 100% bioavailable source of vitamin C. And that's where the citrus aspect of the citrus blaster comes into play. People drink that every morning, and they've lost 18 pounds in about 3 weeks.
Okay, so this is part of a 21-day radical reboot in your book. I noticed that when you give the day's recipes, you start the day with that, and then you don't eat for a while? Is that the idea?
No, you've got breakfast, lunch. You've got the breakfast, which is a citrus blaster. You've got your lunch, and you've got your dinner.
So breakfast is the citrus blaster. That's the way to start out, and it's fairly low calorie, but it sort of sets the stage for clearing out your metabolic blockade.
Yeah, it sets the stage for relieving a toxic metabolism. You've got the coffee, which is delicious. Mm. And the particular company that I use, which is called Purity Coffee.
Because me too. I literally, this is so crazy.
Oh, you're kidding.
Literally, I have a cup of Purity Coffee sitting here because I, whenever I do a podcast, I always make sure I have something to wet my whistle, you know, and I've got Purity Coffee sitting here. I have the decaffeinated type, and maybe you frown
well,
on decaf.
That's the only kind that I was just going to say, and yeah. I'm not really a coffee drinker because I have such sensitive adrenals. I'm revved up as it goes.
Right.
So I use their decaf, and the nice thing about this is it has the highest amount of chlorogenic acid, just the way other
caffeine. I'm on the right track then.
Yeah. Oh, no, you are so right. Just add a little bit of the herbs and spices that I use in my citrus blaster, mm-hmm. a little bit of the fat flush whey protein, and then you put the peels in there, the dried peel for the
just one thing that doesn't go in the coffee is hazelnut. I can't stand hazelnut coffee. I'm just I have a thing about it.
No hazelnut
Thank
in
you.
My citrus blaster.
Thank you. Okay, so you actually have a couple of phases, and you're always good at naming things to give them catchy handles. The 4-day radical intensive cleanse, and is something that is used as a prelude for the 21-day radical reboot, or are they two different things?
No, you've got it correctly. It's my 4-day cleanse that has the right kind of juices. They're not high in sugar. I'm not a big believer in a lot of fruit juices. People simply cannot metabolize a lot of sugar the way they used to, even in fruits, which is a fructose. So we've got the 4-day cleanse, but the focal point of this, the kind of interesting focal point that I created was the watercress soup, which is very detoxifying. And
yeah, that's something that Dr. Leo Galland likes a lot too. Watercress.
Leo Galland is one of our friends. Yeah,
yes.
I adore that particular
Brilliant.
Soup.
Yep.
Now, why do we like watercress? Because it is very diuretic,
mm-hmm.
and people lose a lot of what I call it false fat or inflammation. They're flushing away a lot of stored fluid in the system that they don't need, mm-hmm. and it works wonders within 4 days. So we do that, and it also floods the system with a lot of polyphenols, very important antioxidants.
Lots of sulforaphane, yeah.
Yeah, the sulforaphane.
Which is a beautiful detox nutrient, yeah.
So all of that is exceedingly important, and nobody really talks very much about watercress, which is now in stores these days, especially Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
but it is one of the most important cancer-fighting vegetables we have.
Mm-hmm. It also has a lot of brassicans, you know, some of these compounds, glucoraphanins, which have anti-cancer effects. So, yeah, great. Okay, so these are, you know, we're talking about beverages. You like coffee. You also
let me put it this way.
Yeah.
I never liked coffee.
Oh.
I wrote how bad coffee.
Okay.
Well, you know something. You learn when the research comes out. By necessity, you've got to learn and you've got to adapt. But there is so much research about the benefits of coffee: slashing blood pressure, helping you sleep, being more alert, saving your liver from liver cancer. I had to change my own personal views. So now I'm a big believer in decaffeinated coffee for moi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those who can tolerate the caffeine, there may be additional benefits, but it appears to be genetic, Ann Louise, that some people just don't have the gene that they're either slow metabolizers of coffee or rapid metabolizers, and actually 23andMe, I think, has a readout on that now. And some people just get walloped by coffee. Other people, they can just go, you know, 4 or 5 cups and, you know, a cup at bedtime, they're fine, no problem.
Fascinating.
So go figure. Yeah. Okay, so other beverages that you like, and these are important because they all have unique properties. Oolong tea. What's up with oolong tea? I hear a lot about that.
Well, oolong tea, of all of the teas out there, from the white teas, the green teas, and the black teas, has the most weight loss, fat loss benefits, and mm-hmm. it truly works. So
even
I'm
more so than green tea, you think?
Yeah, no, it's more effective than green tea by mm-hmm. far. Yeah, mm-hmm. and the research is there. All the studies that we looked at in the book are itemized in the back. But I'm also a lover of hibiscus tea.
Mm-hmm. Good for blood pressure, yeah.
Very good for blood pressure. Certain varieties for blood pressure, very high in certain antioxidants, very tasty. A little bit of mint in hibiscus tea, I think, is a very refreshing beverage. Rooibos, R-O-O-I-B-O-S, mm-hmm. rooibos, a delightful tea, which is high in SOD, a very important enzyme.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't really sure where that fit into the picture. That almost, was it an African origin, rooibos tea?
It is. It's of African origin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that has other, you know, helpful polyphenols and beneficial properties. Other beverages. You talk about bone broths, and bone broths are increasing in popularity, right?
We like bone broths. We like the right bone broths, Dr. Ron, because half of them have contain a lot of lead. So let's get real here.
Yeah, got to be careful.
So if the bones are not organic and they're not, and if the cows are not fed the proper nutrients and they're not fed what they should be fed, and if they're being fed a lot of fluoride-based pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, then they're going to contain a lot of fluoride. So you've got to make sure that the bone broth that you're buying in the health food store is healthful and has been tested with third-party testing. So the brands that I suggest in the book really come up to that level of purity.
Okay. All right. Well, you set the stage for the rest of our conversation in part two about radical metabolism. That's the title of the book, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in Just 21 Days. And it's well worth taking a look at this, because this lays it out for you in a very, very understandable way. You'll understand the rationale for what you're doing, and also you have a very clear-cut procedure. And hey, if you feel stuck, this is worth trying. Ann Louise Gittleman, the author, is our guest, and we'll be right back with more on today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast.